tonight, I don't know if I'm going to really preach a sermon or teach a lesson. I got enough notes up here to make myself sound smart. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm more interested in you getting something and you helping you along than to show you how much I know. And so I'm just going to remind you of some things tonight. You know, in the midst of everything that's going on, I want to tell you this. You got to learn to get your eyes off of the things that are happening around you. You got to stop. You got to turn your ear away from everything that you hear. That's talking out there. And you got to learn to tune into God. You got to learn to listen to Him. There is a word from God that God wants you to hear that'll help you. Amen. And I want to tell you, I'm just going to remind you. You know, Jesus, as he was in the upper room teaching those disciples, he spent a significant amount of time teaching them about the Holy Spirit that would come and dwell in them after he has left and gone back to heaven. He spent quite a bit of time. And what he was doing was introducing them to a person that is just like him. Talks like him, would do the same thing that Jesus did if he was here. Let me tell you this, listen to me. I just encourage you to read John 14, 15, and 16 and those verses in there about the Holy Spirit, because if you get you begin to become acquainted with the Holy Spirit as a person, he is just as mighty and powerful as Jesus. Amen. Matter of fact, he was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same power is dwelling in you. We have him in us. The problem is so many times we don't look to the Holy Spirit. We are looking here and we're looking there and we're looking in a lot of different places. But listen to me, if you learn to get a little quiet, catch that little whisper of the Holy Spirit on the inside giving you direction. Many times he just doesn't speak real loud. And you got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to hear what he has to say. And you got to learn to be quiet. Be still and know that I am God is what the psalmist said in Psalms 46. But you know, did you know becoming still comes before knowing? Did you notice that? Be still and know. So get quiet and you'll be able to hear more. And so sometimes you just got to take some time to do that. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. I'm going to read that to you tonight. And then we'll just see a couple of things here real quickly. But I'm just going to stir you up to listen to God. Just to listen to God. Listen to his voice. There is a way that God wants you to go that'll cause you to walk on top of your problems. He knows the way through the situations that are ahead of you. How many of you believe God knows the future? He knows the future better than you can recall the past. Isn't that right? And so Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17, I'm going to read it in the New King James Version. And then I'm going to go read it to you in the Message Bible as well. And so those of you that are putting the scriptures up, I forgot to tell you about the Message Version. If you have that version, you can put that up at some point then when I get ready. But Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." In the Message Version, it's interesting what it says. It says, God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is and we know who we are, Father and children, and we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Him, now listen to this, if we go through the hard times with Him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with Him. I said, I'm going to read that again. I just got to read that last statement again. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with Him. I think I'm going to help myself one more time on that. I think we just need to hear that. How many of you got to hear that one more time? How many of you have been going through some things? Let me tell you something. Listen to me. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with Him, then we'll certainly go, going to go through the good times with Him. Let me tell you something. What you are seeing around you and the voices that are speaking and everything in the world today, let me tell you, you don't have to live long before it just keeps changing. It just keeps changing. It just keeps changing. But God says, I got something for you. You can depend on My word. You can stand on My word. You can hold on to My word. My word doesn't change. And you can look into My word and you can look at that. Today that word will be the same as it was the day it was written. Hallelujah. You can depend on His word. You can depend on what God says. And I like it. If I'm going through a hard time, if I'm going through a difficult time with Him, I'm also going to go through the good times with Him. Just wait a little bit. It's going to change. I said, it'll change. I said, it'll change. Look at your neighbor and tell them, it'll change. Those of you watching online, type it in. It's going to change. Hallelujah. Just type it in. It's going to change. Hallelujah. And so Romans 8:14 tells us this, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God again. I'm not here trying to as much teach you a lesson as I am stirring you up to listen to the voice of God, determined to hear what God's... There is always a way out of everything that you're facing. He always makes a way of escape. I said He always makes a way of escape. He always knows the route that will take you out to victory. There is a way. Look at your neighbor and tell him there is a way. Hallelujah. So here it is. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. The word led is an interesting word in the Greek. It means literally to lead by laying hold of. In other words, here's the thing. God, by the Holy Spirit, lays hold of us and says, let's go. Remember what the Message Bible says? God, the Spirit beckons. He's laid hold of us. He has made His dwelling place in us. He is now living in us. He resides in us. And so we have joined together. He has laid hold of us. He said, let's go. It also means this, to lead by accompanying or to lead with oneself. In other words, He is not going to give you some directions and then stand back and just say, okay, I'm going to watch while you go. No, He will accompany you and He Himself will lead you there. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. This is a good deal. This is the best deal in the universe. Hallelujah. Come on now. The Spirit of God leading you and I into the place that God has for us. Look at your neighbor and tell him, God has a place for you. God has a place for you. And so it means this. It also means this, to lead away from or to. It means this, that God, the Holy Spirit, is going to lead you away from some things because He knows He knows the enemy's traps. He knows when he can look into the future. He knows what will lead you astray. He looks at the distractions. He can lead you away from that. But listen to me. God is not trying to just get you to play dodgeball with all the things that are happening in the world today. He is leading you to the things that he has in mind for you. You got to learn. He's got something in mind for you. He's leading. He's got some assignments. He's got some tasks. He's got you. He designed you for some specific things. And you got to learn to flow with him. You know, listen, we're not, as good as some of you are and as talented as some of you are and as educated as some people are, I'm telling you, some people, you ever just admire some people? They just got it all. You know, it just seems like it. You know what I'm saying? But as good as anybody is, we're still not good enough to figure it all out. We all need the Holy Spirit to lead us. I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you this from experience, that there's been things that I faced, and it was there for a while. Sometimes a number of years, and I didn't have the answer to it, but as I got quiet, listen to this, the Holy Spirit whispered, most of the time it wasn't long, it was just an answer. It was the key, it was the secret, but I didn't hear it until I got quiet, got my mind quiet, got myself quieted down. Oh, listen to me, you got to learn to do that. And so the Holy Spirit wants to bear witness. In verse 16, it says he wants to bear witness with our spirit. The word witness right there, to bear witness, means to testify jointly. In other words, he wants to testify to our spirit the things of God so that we can testify of the same things. We can testify together. He speaks, we speak. He speaks, we speak. We speak the same thing. How many of you know when you start speaking the same thing that God's saying, listen to me, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. Isn't that right? And so we need to learn that. Now in verse 15, he says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And I want to tell you this. Listen to this. God does not lead us through fear, manipulation, intimidation, or domination. Listen to me. God is not a fire-breathing dragon God that's going to annihilate you just because you displeased him for a moment. He is not a hard, manipulative, threatening taskmaster who backs us into a corner to make us do his will. He is not an absentee God who expects us to get his will done without any help or guidance. Come on now. I'll tell you what he is. I'll tell you how he is, though. Let me tell you something about God. He's here. I said he's here. He's here with you. He's here with me. He's here with all of us. What's he here for? Let me tell you. Let me give you a little insight. In my background, I learned how to deal with horses. I learned there's basically two ways that you go about, training a horse to do the things that you want them to do. Number one, you can take that horse by force, and you can tie him down, get him ready, and let him buck all he wants to, and use the spurs on him, and just wear him down, and get to the place where he doesn't have any energy left, and he just finally gives up, and okay, and that horse submits. That's one way that you can do it, and a lot of times that happens. But there is another way that you can train a horse. And that is that you spend time with that horse, allowing that horse to get to know you and to get familiar with you. And to every time you come around, that horse expects something from you. Come on now. And you develop a relationship with that horse where that horse begins to trust you And then you take that horse step by step in the direction that you want them to go. Now some days that horse will flow with you, and some days that horse it looks like you went backwards. You know, you went back, you know, to some of the previous things. But you see, if you're using this method, you don't give up. You don't give up. You're not dismayed by the lack of progress of one day, because you know that you're going to get them past that point. You're going to get them past that point. And so you don't speak harshly to the horse. You learn to speak encouragingly. You speak comfortingly. You speak words to that horse that shows that you appreciate that horse. And so in the end, when you begin to put a saddle on him, or put a harness on him, or put a bridle on him, that horse, it's just simply the next step. And it's and because that horse trusts you, that horse may not understand everything, but they trust you, that you have their well-being at heart. And in the end, that horse becomes trained so that it will do what you want it to do and go where you want it to go. That horse, you ever think about it? You get on a horse to ride it, it has no clue where you want to go. But it goes, it flows with you if you know how to work with a horse. And sometimes I think that's a picture of the Holy Spirit, how he works with us. He is not going to snub you down and tie you up against the post on the corral and put a saddle on you and use the spurs on you. You know what I'm saying? That's not his method. His method is to come and begin to work with us, dwells in us and is around us and begins to allow us to get to know him and build a relationship with us so that we get to the place where we trust him. Did you know the Holy Spirit is not dismayed just because you missed it in one day, you know, on a particular day, and you look at God and say, oh, God, I don't know if you can ever use me again. I tell you, I just messed it up so bad. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is not dismayed about that. But I will tell you this, he won't give up. That's not the end of the story. Did you know that he knows how to get you past that point? He really does. And he's got certain things that he's going to equip you with, and he's got certain things that he's going to help you to see about yourself. So what's he getting you ready for? He's getting you ready to do some things and get you ready to go some places. Come on now. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He is our director. He's the one who knows how to get us to that place. How many of you have had some bad days, you know, just in your Christian walk since you're saved? I'm going to tell you, I've had some bad days that I'm just not, you know, I'm just saying I'm thankful the church wasn't around to see it. Just kept my carnal moments to myself. You know what I'm saying? Did you know God, the Holy Spirit, knows how to get us past those points? Amen. All of us are living testimony of God not giving up on us. God, we could all testify. There were days, but God got me past that, and I've had some tremendous days since then. Glory to God. Isn't that right? That doesn't mean that you lay down, that you just give up, that you just pout, that you just doubt, and that you just gripe about everything. Say, well, you know, it's just up to the Holy Spirit. He knows how to get me out of this. Listen to me. That is not what we're saying. What we are saying is this. There are times I did not intend to complain about something. I just don't go around sitting around complaining about everything. But there are times when I wake up and I'm listening to myself and I thought, oh my goodness, Marvin, you are complaining. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. I don't intend, none of us ever, I don't believe any of us ever intend to get it wrong or to get to the place where we're not flowing, or we don't want to get carnal on God. But sometimes we find ourselves there, and the Holy Spirit can get us past those moments. He is here to help us. Say it with me. He is here. We know he's far away. We know he's above in heaven. We know he is near, But the most tremendous fact that you can get a hold of is he is here. He's here. He's right here. He's right here with you. Somebody needs to know that right now. You need to be reassured in your heart. He is here with you. He's not watching from far off. He's not looking at you and trying to evaluate you. Listen, he is here to help you right now. He's not giving up on you. So you just draw close to him. Let me tell you, God's got some good things. Amen. And so in Romans 8, 16 and 17, it says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and as children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You see, the Spirit of God leads us into knowing who we are as children of God. Did you know that? The Holy Spirit gives us understanding into our rights and privileges as children of God, understanding that he's a good, good father, and we're welcome in his presence anytime. We can come to the throne room boldly for help. That is not just talking about on good days. That's talking about no matter what's happened, approach the throne of God boldly that you may receive mercy and help in time of need. Isn't that right? When the money's run out, or when the job doesn't go right, or when things in the family don't go right, or you just got problems within yourself, go to God boldly. Amen. Come boldly to God, and he will show you your rights and privileges. He'll show you how to walk above the problems. He'll show you how to rise up above the past. He'll show you how to move forward when everything looks like you can't move forward. God has put together a plan for your life, and it's called following the Holy Spirit. Being willing to yield to him in such a way. Did you know the Holy Spirit is the executor of God's kingdom? He is here to help us to know what it is that we're heirs of. You know what I'm saying? How many of you know about the heirs of the executor of the estate? You know, sometimes people are. My dad's put me on as one of the executors of his estate. One of the responsibilities is to make sure all the heirs get what they're supposed to get. Did you know the Holy Spirit is trying to get you, show you and get you to know what it is that God has provided for you? You are an heir of God. An heir of God. Hallelujah. How many of you believe God's got some things to distribute? Amen. Hallelujah. And it says here also that we are joint heirs with Christ. So the Holy Spirit is here. You know, sometimes I've seen Christians get a pouty look on their face when they hear somebody talk about how blessed they are. They get a pouty look on their face. Maybe you met somebody like that. They say, I just don't know why that person's blessed all the time. I just don't seem to be able to get there. I'll tell you the truth about it. I don't know. That person over there aggravates me every time they stand up and talk about their blessing. Let me tell you something. You need to go to the executor of the kingdom and find out what's your share and quit groaning and moaning and griping about what other people are getting. Amen. Come on now. I don't mean that hard. I'm just telling you, listen to me. You can't get the blessings of God by griping. You can't get it by groaning and moaning. Huh? You can't get it by being envious of what somebody else has. Isn't that right? I remember one time going through a difficult time, and there was a guy that was a friend of mine that stopped by to see how things were going. And I told him, you know, that they were, you know, how things were going. And I just told him what we were getting ready to do. And I said, but I don't know if we're going to get it done. I said, I'm about to run out of money. And I didn't mean anything by it. I knew that the guy was a millionaire, but I wasn't asking him for money. I was just looking for answers, you know. And he looked at me, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, what's that got to do with it? And I thought to myself, easy for you to say. You know, that thought came quickly, you know. And I had to push it on past. You know what I'm saying? You had to get past that moment. I said, talk to me. I said, why doesn't it matter if I'm running out of money? And he began to talk to me. I learned some things that day from that guy. And so, you know, we got something. The Holy Spirit spoke through him how to get me past that moment. Instead of griping and feeling sorry for myself and wondering, woe is me, where's it? What am I going to do now? Now listen to me, I came out of that. I came out of that with a boldness in my step, with a confidence in there that the things of God are going to get done and that I'm going to be able to get past this moment. And you know, it worked out all just exactly right. It worked out just exactly right. So you got to learn that the Holy Spirit can lead us into the shares that we have as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, I like this last part. He said it this way, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And as I read it in the message version, it says, if we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. And I'm going to encourage you. You may be going through some things, but I'm going to encourage you. There's some good times coming. Just stay with him. Just draw close to him. Let him whisper to your heart. Let him encourage you. Let him comfort you. Let him hold your hand. Just know this. He is here. He's here with you. He's not far away. He's not drawn back from you. He's not folded his arms and looking at you and saying, my God, I've waited and waited for you to get it right. You still don't have it right. That's not God. That's not the God we serve. That's not the God of the Bible. Amen. Stand to your feet, if you would, please. And let's just thank him for his plan. Listen to what the promise of God says. Isaiah said it this way. In Isaiah 48:17, he said, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now listen to this. I've read this so many times. I am the Lord, your God. Did you hear that? I'm the Lord, your God, your God, your God, your God. And then he says, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Come on now, that's worthy of praise right there. Come on, just thank him right now for having brought you this far. Just begin to thank God right now that he's making a way for you, that he's teaching you to profit. He's teaching you the way that you should go. He's leading you. Hallelujah. He's got plans for you, and he's bringing you to that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of your businesses, you just need to be businessmen. You need to be business people. You need to be resting assured. God's got plans for your business. Just trust him. And begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. He knows how to make you profit. He knows how to make your business profitable. Hallelujah. Some of you people that are looking at your finances as individuals or as families, and you're wondering what in the world. Listen to me. He can make a profit. He can make you operate in the black. He can out. You know, you don't have to operate in the red. You don't have to be in lack and poverty all the time. He can cause you to profit and lead you in the way to go. He'll show you a profitable way. He'll cause you to rise higher and higher. He'll cause you to go further and further. He'll cause you to rise up spiritually. He'll cause you to rise up naturally. He'll cause you to rise up in your family and cause things to change in your family. He'll cause you to have what you didn't think you could have, what others didn't think you could have. You can see it. He'll show you how it's coming to you, and he'll guide you step by step in the way that you should go, that you may be able to walk in it. Therein and rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank him right now. He is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah.